Begin. So today's topic is in Yanei Chanukah, particularly the mitzvah of reciting Hallel on Chanukah. And being that there's not going to be Shia the next two Sundays in light of Chanukah, I figured I'd give a topic related this morning about saying Hallel on Chanukah. So let's go through the famous Gemara everybody knows, but it's worthwhile reviewing it. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, number one here, my Chanukah. What's Chanukah? Tanur Rabban, the Braisa tells us, Bechafe, the Kislev, the 25th of Kislev, Yomei Chanukah, Timnin, Inin, there are 8 days of Chanukah, Delo, Lemispar Behen, not to eulogize, Lo, Lisanos Behen, not to fast on these 8 days. Shekinich, Nichnasu Yavanim Lahecha, when the Yavanim came into the base of Migdash, Timu, Kashmanim, Shebehecha, they were Metame, all the oils. Uchshagavra, Malchus, Beish, Chashmanai, Venatzchem, and the Chashmanim, of course, defeated them in the Mechama. They only found one jug of oil. Only enough to light one day. And a miracle happened. As we know, it lasted for 8 days. And in light of this, the next year, they established the next year that it should be a yomtiv. It should be days of Hallel, of Hoda, of saying Al Hanisim. So as we all know, that two main things happened during Chanukah. One is the milchama, the winning of the war, and one is the nes that happened b'shemen. And in light of this, they established days of Yom Tov, they established days of Hallel, days of Hodah. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, number two, he says, "Im hayam makra es ha-Hallel katan o eved o isha." If let's say there's a katan reciting Hallel, or an eved, or an isha, ona acharei ma shehein omrim, you have to repeat word for word what they say. Mila b'mila b'chol ha-Hallel. What the Rambam's implying is that they cannot be motziyu. If a woman says Hallel for you, if a katan says Hallel or an eved says Hallel, you cannot just say amen and listen and biyote like shomea ka'ona. You have to repeat what they say. Why not? Why can you not be yote Hallel when Isha says it? So it's really a Mishnah that appears in Masech HaSukkah. The Mishnah says the same exact thing, number three. Misha haya eved o Isha o katan makrinoso ona achareim ma shehein omrim. You have to repeat what they say, the tavola meira, and it should be a terrible thing for such a person who doesn't know how to read Hebrew on his own. He needs his wife or a child to say the words for him. But you say, we see you cannot be yotze by listening to women saying Hallel. Why not? What's the reason? So Rashi explains to us in the sukkah there, hol v'ein mechuyav bedavar. That since women are not chayav to say Hallel, so we know that persons v'ein mechuyav bedavar cannot be motzi mi. So therefore, when women say it, if a katan says it, an isha, if a eved says it, I cannot be yotzei, they're kriyas halal. Now, why not? Why aren't they yotzei? Why are they not chayiv and halal? What's the reason? Weren't they also afheinu bosa neis? They also involved in the miracle of Chanukah. So they should be chayiv and neis Chanukah, they should be chayiv and halal. So this is the question that Stei Chamed asks. Look at the next page of Stei Chamed. Stei Chamed asks, we have to just read the underline here. He quotes this Rambam and says, Timani Tuva, I have a big, big problem here with this Rambam. The halo vadai kimo de amridan de nashim chayavos b'ner Chanukah, just like women are chayav to perform Chanukah. Why? Mishum sha'av hein hayu ba'osa nes. They were also involved in the miracle of nes Chanukah. Hachanami chayavos b'halel de Chanukah mehay taima. They should also therefore have to say halel. So how come the Rambam says that women are pater from saying halel? They're certainly chayav in nes Chanukah. So what's the difference between Neres Chanukah and the reciting of Hallel? So answers the Stei Chamed towards the bottom here. He answers, Kevin de ha-Hallel ba'al nitzachon ha-milchama. Since the Hallel is a response to winning of the war, and lo shayach zeh b'nashim, and that wasn't relevant to women, de lav b'nei kivush ninu. Women are not warriors, they don't fight, they're not soldiers, so they were not involved in the milchama. So where else do we find such an example that women are not involved in milchama and therefore they're pater from a mitzvah? So he says, Ki gavna because of the sefer achinuch the noshim peturim mi mitzvahs asay the zechiras amalek. The mitzvah to remember amalek is zechiras amalek. As machlok is whether women have to remember or not. And the sefer achinuch famously writes the women are pater. Why are they pater from zechiras amalek? Because mishum demashma mikra the mitzvahs asay the zechira. He's Siva v'garim l'mitzvahs aseh de timcha amalek. What's he saying? There are two mitzvahs when it comes to amalek. There's a mitzvah to remember, and then there's a mitzvah to mechias amalek, to destroy them, to erase them. Are they connected or are they separate? So some say, just to show some of the range here, the Ramban al Torah, if I remember correctly, says the mitzvah is really zechira, to remember. Mechias amalek is simply just a manifestation of that remembering. You're supposed to remember them so much where it leads to that point of you wanting to destroy them. Some say that they're two different mitzvahs, nothing to do with each other. There's Zechira, and there's Mechias Amalek. But the Sefer HaChinuch says, no, the real Iker mitzvah is Mechias Amalek, trying to wipe them out. Zechira just to try to get you to lead to the destroying. But the Iker mitzvah is Mechias Amalek. So Mechias Amalek, you wipe them out in the context of a Mechama. Women are labnei kivishninu. They don't fight. Women are not soldiers. So the Chinuch says, since they're pater from Mechias Amalek, they're also pater from Zechiras Amalek. It's the Shita Sefer Chinuch. So too says the Steichemed, since the reciting of Hallel is because of the Milchama, and women are pater from fighting, they're pater in saying Hallel on Chanukah. That's the Chiddush of the Steichemed.
What's the comparison? You have a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. You actually have, the Torah says, but here by Chanukah, it just came about that there was an Itzachon. So they're involved in that Itzachon. There was no mitzvah to kill the Yevonim.
Right, but the Mestama, the women were not involved in the fighting. The Mechashmerim were involved. Women don't fight. They sit in the Ohel, they sit in the house and relax.
But they probably supported the soldiers, they cooked for
them.
Nice.
If that's true by Hanukkah, you should say the same thing by Mechias Amalek. They also would help support and provide food. So we see that that's not good enough. You have to actually be involved in the fighting.
The main miracle is that chopped off the head and won the war.
Exactly. Beautiful. Exactly. So excellent. We're going to get to that question exactly. That's what Rashi says, but right now, according to the Steichem, that's a great question. That's Rashi's point. But the Steichem assumes they weren't involved at all in the Mechama, which is a huge kasha.
So, in other words, but they still enjoyed the ultimate outcome of the victory.
Granted.
So, is the halal over that I participated, or is the halal have to? In other words, maybe it's only the ones who actually fought.
Also a very good question. Very, very good question also. So it's especially Nitzachon refers to the victory, the end result, that we came out raising the flags. So it's also a great question. So it seemed that this...
Had women that were involved, right?
That's what he said, yeah, exactly the point. They were the Iker part, the Iker part of the Nitzachon, for sure.
There are different ways of fighting.
Yeah.
There are different ways of fighting.
And therefore what? Like what?
They fought their own way.
In their own way.
Okay.
So just, I was going to bring another example of where else we see this patur of women being lab b'nei kibushninu, that they're not involved in fighting. So that's the Gemara Nivamosa tells us that women, the Mishnah tells us, number six, ha'isha mitzuva piririvya, ha'ish rather, the man is chayv in piririvya, avalo ha'isha. Women are not chayv to do the mitzvah piririvya. Why not? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Bereishis, you're supposed to procreate, fill the world, and take it over, conquer. So the Gemara says, "Ish darchal lechavish vein isha darchal lechavish." Who are the chivshua? Who are the conquerors? The men. So only the men are chayv and peruvu, not women. So this is a third example where we find women are pater in a mitzvah because la b'nei kivishninu. So number one is mitzvah peruvia. Number two is a mitzvah of mechias hamalek and also zechir hamalek, according to Sefer Chinuch. And this third one, at least according to the Steichemed, would be the mitzvah of reciting Hallel, which is connected to the victory of the war. Now just as a side point, since I mentioned la'av b'nei kivishninu, the question that becomes in the Achron and the Mishnah Melech deals with, what about Avadim? Are Avadim chayv in these matters as well? So we know Avadim are only Eved Kanani. It's only chayv in mitzvahs, whatever women are chayv in. The pasuk is la, gzer shava. Whatever women are chayv in, Avadim are chayv in the same mitzvahs because of la. So what about a mitzvah that's la b'nei kivishninu? That women are only pater because it's not their nature. But Avadim are b'nei kivishninu. They are men. They are warriors. They are soldiers. So do we say the connection is nonetheless, even though it might be gender-based, but still Eved Kanani is only chayv whatever women are chayv in? Or no, when it comes to these gender type of chilukim, maybe Avadim should be chayv because they are b'nei kivishninu. They are warriors. They should be chayv in Neres Chanukah or Hallel. They should be chayv in Mechias HaMalek. They should be chayv in Pir Rivia. That's a discussion that's found in the Mishnah Melech and other places. Just to throw out another example.
Were they allowed to fight?
Eved Kanani?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's brought down. The Mishnah Sota talks about who fights. We know that a Kohen's not allowed to fight. I don't remember if it mentioned Eved Kanani or not.
Really?
I don't remember. What?
He did,
but that's a Kodem Matan Torah, you could always say, but he was a fighter. But that's it is a good raya that he did fight, certainly. They also mentioned the Mishnah Kedushin. Sorry for going off topic a little bit. The Mishnah Kedushin Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph tells us that women are chayv in all los haseis, with the exception of which three? Right, Peis? Tumas Kohanim. Women are allowed to. A Kohanis can become Tame. That's the second one. Peis? Ezakan. Cutting the beard. Using a razor. They're allowed to. So those are the three Yisurim that don't apply to women. So they say, what about a Eved Kanani? Is an Eved Kanani chayv in the Isser of shaving his beard in Peis? On one hand, they're connected to Avadim, so maybe they should be Pater. Eved's connected to Isha, they should be Pater. But at the same time, the Yisurim of Peis and the beard are most likely gender-based, in which case they are males, and they should be chayv. So that's a discussion. See, the way what we see from this Teichemet is, he's explaining why are women Pater in reciting Hallel on Hanukkah, since the reciting of Hallel is based on the victory, and women are La B'nei Kivish Ninu, they're therefore Pater in reciting of Hallel. Now, the Emet Bracha, who was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, also explains that the Hallel that we say on Hanukkah is based on the victory of the war. Let's go through this piece here. We'll go through the underlines here. Number 7, the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha writes, we're reading just the underlines, that the Bimei Chanukah Nasu Behem Shnei Nisim L'Yisrael. There are two miracles that happen. One, Rishon, was Neishon Nitzachon, the victory, as we know, which is Hanesa Ikari, the primary Neis, says the Emek Bracha. And the Al Hanisim that we say is a focus on the victory. If you look through the Nusach of the Kisham de Malchus Yavan Harisha, the whole discussion, Masarti Gibor, Biyan Chaloshim, Rabin Biyan Matim, that's all about the victory. Al Hanisim is all about the Mechama. And then there's the second Nase, of course, we know the Nase of the Shel, Pach Shemin. That's the second Nase. So he wants to know the Hallel. Is the Hallel being said on the victory? Or is it being said on the Pach Shel Shemen, the fact that the oil lasted for 8 days? So he writes that Amiris HaHalel, this is still on page number 3, Takanaso Mishum Din Shir Al Hanes. Halel is a response to a miracle. That's what Halel is. So which miracle is it? So go to the next page now. So he defines something very, very important. He says, if you look on the next page, this is page number, I lost my page number here, I guess, but page number 4. Emek Bracha. Looks like this, those who are still with me. This page. Dir Mascha Ach. So he says, reading the underlines, Dines Levad Tovas Hashem, in addition of the Nes that happens, that we have a tremendous Hodat Hashem, Nisosav Bo Nami Gvuras Hashem. There's also seeing the greatness of Hashem. There's two elements of a miracle. One is that we are thanking Hashem for the Yeshua He gave us. And the second aspect is seeing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gevur of Hashem. That's the definition of a nes that will result in saying Hallel. What type of nes? So he says, Mishum ze chayavim b'shira, tovas Hashem chayim b'hoda. When you, Hashem does a tova for us, we need to thank Him. And when there's a Gevur of Hashem, when there's a greatness, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless, that leads to a shira. That's what the definition is. Which type of nes warrants a shira? When it has those elements, where there's a Yeshua for us, and when we see the Gvura, the greatness of Hashem. So if you know, now go to the left column on the same page. Dibur Maschla HaReinis Bayer. When it comes to the Shira Al HaNes, you need Tzarech Beitart. You need both elements. Again, Gvuras Hashem B'Shlemus, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. V'gam, reading the other underlines, HaTavas Hashem, the Yeshua He provided for us. So he's medayik in the Lashon of Az Yashir. It says in Bishiras Az Yashir, we say, Az Yashir Moshe V'Gomer, V'yomur Le'mor Ashira L'Hashem, Lama Ashira Lo, why are we singing a Shira T'Hashem? Al Zehanes, because of the miracle. What was the Nes? Because Ki Go Go, what does that mean? She Nisga Al Hageim, He HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisgad El Shemo, He overcame all the kings above Paro and Mitzrayim. His greatness, that's Gvuros Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says, Sus v'rachvo rama v'yam, He threw the horses and the chariots. That shows Hainu Gvuras Hashem. But Gam, we also say in Az Yashir, Azivizim Asya v'hili li Yeshua. It was also for us, HaTavas Hashem, a Yeshua for us. So it's very meduyak, exact, in the psukim of Az Yashir. Why do we sing a Shira? Because of the Gvuras Hashem, ki go ga'a, His greatness. And also for us, li Yeshua, as a Yeshua, we were saved. So that's the criteria needed to say a Shira. That being the case, so now he says, which Nes of Hanukkah had those two elements, which will be mechayv us to sing a Shira? Which has that Yeshua for us and shows the greatness of Hashem? So we know, now go to the next page of the Emek Bracha. in the right column, the underline, he says, "Vezeh perish hodas al hanisim." In al hanisim, we say, "Masarta giborim biyad chaloshim rabim miyamiatim." Which type of element was that? The rabbin were handed over to the ma'atim, the great the armies. But which aspect?
The
Gurus Hashem, the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that shows how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the Nes, the Derech HaNes. And we say, L'cha sees Hashem gadol v'kadosh ba'al mecha, the greatness of Hashem, haynu gvuras Hashem. That's the greatness of Hashem. And then we say in Al Hanisim, U'la'amcha Yisrael asisa teshua gadola, that's the Yeshua. So both elements are mentioned in Al Hanisim. And that's why it says at the end of Al Hanisim, L'fikach, kavu shmonas yimei chanaka elu lahodos u'lahalo. What's the reason why we say Hallel? It's because of Mechama, which had both the elements of the Gevuras Hashem and also the Yeshua. Therefore, he writes one last piece in the Emek Bracha. Nim Silfizeh. What comes out of all this is Hallel b'chanaka eino al hanes, say eino ella al nes nitzachon hachashmonayim. It comes because of the victory. Shayu botarti had both elements. Gevuras Hashem, v'tovas Hashem. As opposed to the nes shel pach, which only had Ein Bo Chiv Halel, came in Shlohaya Bo HaTavas Hashem. There's no Yeshua for us. The fact that it lasted 8 days was a wonderful miracle. It showed Gevuras Hashem, but it didn't have a Yeshua for us. So the Neishel Shemen did not result in a Halel. The Halel only came about because of the Milchama. So the Emek Bracha learns like the Stechemed, that the Halel came about because of the Milchama. That being the case, that's why women are pater, because La B'nei Kibishinu, they don't fight, women are not soldiers, and therefore they don't say Halel on Hanukkah. Now that leads us to your question, though. So everyone good with that stage? So there are two problems with this assumption. Number one is, not everybody assumes Halel is because of the Milchama. We're about to see, the Taz says the Halel actually comes about because of the Pach Shel Shemen. So the Taz is the famous question, why is there a difference between Purim and Chanukah? Right, Purim, there's a lot of Simcha. We say Simcha at Purim, Simcha Yimei Mishta, we have a Suda, we drink. There's no Simcha at all when it comes to Chanukah. Where's the only place we find some level of Simcha? The Sfardim don't have this, only the Ramah mentions this. Anybody know where there's a level of Simcha, a little bit in the Ramah on Chanukah? The Suda, right. The Mechaber says there's no Indian of Suda at all in Chanukah, because there's no Simcha in Chanukah. But then the Ramah says there's an Indian to have Ktsas, a little bit of a Suda, and a little bit of an Indian. But to be Yotze all Shitas, he says, sing Shios for Tishbachos, sing songs, have Divrei Torah, this way you make it into a Suda's mitzvah. Had not been for that, the Ramah says there's only a Ktsas Indian of there being a Suda. Why not? Why is Purim there a Suda but not Chanukah? What's the difference? What does the Taz say? Anybody know?
Purim was the goof.
Exactly. So Purim, the takana, the gzer was that we should be wiped out physically. So we are saved. So we celebrate physically, begashmi, it's by drinking and eating. Chanukah, the gzer was not begashmi, it was beruchnis. So therefore, it's a spiritual celebration. So says the Taz, number 8. There are two types of simchas. There are two types of hatzalas and two types of simchas.
But how can you not celebrate? How can you not say there's no simcha when it's
right.
I don't want to go off topic, but
right.
It's like...
Yeah, so that it's bizarre. I know you like the topic of Simcha. We can talk about Pesach and Simcha if you want also. Okay. Fine. So the Taz writes in number 8, the bold. Ma she'ein kein b'chanukah, de'af agav de'haisa Yeshua, even though Chanukah was a tremendous Yeshua, a tremendous Hatzalah from the Milchama, mikol makom lo haya mefursim, it wasn't such a great mefursim al tzad hanes. It didn't look miraculous, even though it was. We're on page number 6 now. It didn't look miraculous, the war, even though it was. Rak Beneros, this is number page number 6. Oh, maybe you got the original, probably. You must have got the original, that's why. Okay. You pass him another one, maybe. Is there? Okay. So the Milchama, even though it was a nes, it wasn't mefursim, wasn't so clear. Rak Beneros haya hanes, mefursim. The nes shemen was the one that was very noticeable. What was the impetus for having Hallel on Chanukah, according to the Taz?
The candles.
So when the Stei Chemed says it was the Mechama that caused Hallel, according to the Taz, it was different. No, it was the Nes Chanukah, the Neros Chanukah, that caused the reciting of Hallel.
Wouldn't that be only on the second day afterwards?
Yeah, so that's a...
For first day.
Yeah, that's the question in the base. Yosef asks, all the Rishonim asks this question. So there are different answers. One answer is given that only an eighth was used the first night, or the finding of the Pach Shel Shemen. But according to the Taz, the Iker Nes, the reason why we say Halal is not because of Milchama, it's because of the Shemen.
According to the Shemen, why do you say Halal all 8 days?
Because again, it lasts only an eighth.
No, according to
Stei Chemed. Yeah. Okay, no, we're going against Stei Chemed. We're saying the Stei Chemed is.
To him, why does he say Halal every day?
According to him?
Yeah, he
just
say one day.
I'll say Echanami. That's a good question. It's another question for the Stei Chemed. In Echanami. So one question is, he goes against the Taz. And he also goes against the Meiri, who also says that the Halal is because of the Shemen, not because of Milchama. So we have a number of questions. Halal is not because of Milchama, it's because of the Nair. Number two, if you look at number 10, this is Jeff's question. Look at number 10. The Maran Shabbos famously writes, Isha Vaday Marlika, a woman is certainly chayv in lighting the candles. Damer Bishu Ben Levi, Noshim Chayavos B'ner Chanukah, Sha'af Hein Hayu, Bosa Neis. And how were they involved in the Neis? So the Rashi says in number 11, She'gazu Yevanim Al Kol B'sulos HaNesuos Lihibal Litafzer Tchila. They were involved in the decrees. And Ayidei Isha Nasa Nes. What was the miracle? That she won the war. She killed the general. So the Mechama she was involved in. So, double question. We have a few questions on the Stei Chemed. Number one is, he assumed Halal was on the Mechama. That's a woman or putter. Firstly, it's not so clear. The Halal could be because of the Shemen. And even if you assume that it is because of the Mechama, the Iker Nes took place through the women, so they should be Chayv and Halal no matter how you slice it. So how come the Rambam paskin that women are putter in Halal on Chanukah?
Say something else about this, about Jeff's question. Go ahead, continue.
No, I'm taking a pause. Those are the questions. We're trying to explain why. It's a good stopping point now, yeah.
Rebbe has said over, I think, a few times, the Torah from, I think it was from the Rav, that we only say, or maybe Rav Chai, I'm not sure who in the Shalshelas, we only say, Atein Hayuba Osa Hanes, when it's an Indian for Suminisa, by like Arba Kosos, or Purim, or Chanukah. Because women were included in many, many other Nisim and many other celebrations in Am Yisrael, but we say that it's that it is a mitzvah seishas mangrum. But I think maybe it was the Rav who says it. I'm sure you're familiar with him. But we only do that when it's an Indian priestum in Nisim.
Right. So you're saying, so since the Mechama is not, there's no priestum in Nisim by Mechama, since it wasn't so clear,
right.
So then you couldn't apply the din of Afena, even though they were involved in the miracle, that element
right.
Was in priestum in Nisim. So that could be a suggestion as to how to get around that problem. But either way, I want to take a completely different avenue as to why women are putter in reciting Halal on Chanukah. Up until now, we've been assuming that Halal is because of a nes, either the war or the Shemen. Let's take a completely different approach now. Based on the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara in Erechin talks about why we say Halal Shalem on certain Yom Tovim and not others. We know Chanukah we say all 8 days, and on Pesach, we only say the first day. I probably shared this before. I think in the past, maybe it was last Pesach, I shared this story. So when you apply to the Kol Elyon in NYU, so you have to get a faheret from Rav Shechten, Rav Willig, and Rav Rodenzweig, a few Rosh Hashiva, and then afterwards they vote who gets in. So that my year, when I was applying, one guy was given the following shaila. Now, when Rav Shechten asks questions, it could be anything, because to him everything's easy and simple. So this person's question was quite easy, but he didn't get the right answer, and he shared with us, so I'm not saying the name, and he didn't get into the kolel. But the question was asked, the Gemara tells us in a few places that we say Halal Shalem on 18 days throughout the year. So he was asked, which 18 days are there? So he started to count. He said, well, there are 8 days of Sukkot, and then there are 8 days of Chanukah, so that's 16. And then he's thinking there's Pesach's one, that's 17. So he's down one. He said, it must be a trick question here. It's like Yom HaAtzmaut. And he missed Shavuos, was the 18th day. So anyways, the Gemara in Erechin goes through these 18 days. And the Gemara wants to know, again, why does Sukkot have 8 days of Halal Shalem and Pesach only has one? So the Gemara number 13, the Erechin tells us in Daf Yudim and Beis, the Gemara says that the reason why we have number 12 and number 13, they're together. At Maishna Pesach de Lo Amrinan, why on Pesach we don't say every single day Kol Yoma? So he says, the Chag Chalukin B'Karbonosayim, And Pesach ein chalukim bekarban osem. What's that answer mean? What are you explaining?
It's the
carbonos,
the numbers are different.
Right. All the same, right? Everyone knows Kaela, right? It's the same after every single day, the same carbon every single day at Pesach, but Sukkot it changes. So what? Who cares about the carbonos changing? New Yom Tov. So we know carbonos really define a Yom Tov. How do we know this? So just to bring one proof for this, the Gemara in Pesachim, the beginning of the first mission, the fourth parak of Pesachim, Malkum Shinagu. What's that mission talking about? Malkum Shinagu? Certain places.
The malacha full day or half day?
An Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, the Mishnah says, depends where you live. Some places have a custom not to do malacha Erev Pesach. Other places do. So why is there a Yom Tov? Why is there an Isser malacha? So Rashi says, because you're busy all day. You're busy getting rid of the chametz, and you're busy baking matzah. It's a lot to do, Erev Pesach. So they said, don't do malacha. Don't go to work. And just take care of your house. That's what Rashi says. What does Tosfos say? Yeah, exactly. Tosa says, because the day you bring the carbon, the day you bring a carbon, that becomes a Yom Tov. So since you're bringing carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, the day you bring a carbon is a Yom Tov. So then Tosa quotes a very interesting Yerushalmi. You know this Yerushalmi quotes. He says, well, every single day there's a carbon Tamid. So does that mean there should be an Issa Malach the entire year? You shouldn't go to work. So he says you can't. He said, Vasafta Dikanecha. Since the Pasuk says you have to Asafta Dikanecha, you have to go out and work. So because of that Pasuk is a mitzvah to work. Had it not been for that pasuk, Eina Chanami, there would be an Isser Malacha since we bring a carbon Tamid every single day. But we see, though, there's an Indian of a carbon, whenever a carbon's brought, that day becomes a Yom Tov for you.
Yeah, Yom Tov who low. So I could say that by Bikurim or say that by carbon Pesach, it's yours. But the Tamid is a carbon Tzibur.
No, but we all have a Chelik. We all have to give a Machzah Shekel. Right. So you'll have a Shutvis in it. If you bring a carbon Yachid, it doesn't affect me. It only affects you. But carbon tzibur, we all have a chelik in that. So it's a Yom Tov for all of us. So we see that they have a Yom Tov. Yeah.
When it says the Inyan Brim on Pesach, we say Chatzi Kaddish.
Chatzi Hala. We say Chatzi Hala. We do it, but that's not a Chatzi Hala. We don't say a bracha. We do say a bracha, but according to the Sfardim, at least, they don't say a bracha because it's only a Minag Balma. You say it during a Pesach, though? Or not?
No, also not. I know this.
There's a Machlokas.
Right,
yeah. So, exactly, because
Moroccans do.
They do, okay. Because
the Spanish do.
So I'll on that topic, Chati Halel. Chati Halel is a machlokes, whether you say bracha. It's a minhag to say it. You don't really have to say Halel in Rosh Chodesh. For example, let's say you go to Beis Avel. There's no Halel in a Beis Avel. So if you leave, you don't have to say Halel. It's just an Indian of Psukim, Tillim. But so why do we say bracha on it then? So the Gemara says, we say bracha on a minhag. When there's a minhag, Ashkenazim Paskim, you say a bracha on a minhag. Svard and Paskim, you don't say a brach on a minhag. So you don't say a brach on Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh. There is an opinion in the Rishonim, might be the Ritva, I don't remember exactly who, but Pesach is different than Rosh Chodesh. Even though Pesach is also Chatzi Halal, since there is also an element of Isser Malacha, and it's Mikrai Kodesh, so therefore it's higher up than Rosh Chodesh, in which case some say brach on Chatzi Halal during Pesach, but not Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh. That's a third chita. Moroccans apparently Paskim that way. But Ashkenazim say you always say bracha and chatzi halal, and Sfarim typically do not say bracha chatzi halal. They also don't. Oh, Shvi, no bracha. I don't think you say bracha on Shvi Shal Pesach either. It's a chatzi halal for that also.
No.
Okay. Question. Okay. So either way, we see from this Gemara in Erchin, there's a new type of halal. That the reason why you say halal, it's only when there's a new carbon, which means a new Yom Tov, not because of a nes, because of the Yom Tov. So the Yom Tov is the reason for saying halal. That's the new idea that we find in the Gemara in Erechin. So now, talking about Shvi Shal Pesach, so why don't we say Halal and Shvi Shal Pesach? Because there's no new Yom Tov. There's no new carbon. It's the same carbon throughout all 7 days of Pesach.
But isn't that the quintessential Shira al Hayam, Shira al Hanes? It's four Kriyas Yom
Tov. So maybe we should say Halal also, though. So why?
I'm asking you that. Why
didn't we say hello?
Yeah, I'm saying
why don't we say
hello? Right, so we don't, the reason why exactly, so one is there's no Yom Tov, there's no new carbon. Number two is look at the Beis Yosef. Number 14, the Beis Yosef says the reason why there is no Hallel on Shvi Shal Pesach, even though it's a tremendous nes, Kriyas Yom Tov happened, we were saved. She'ein gomrim ha-Hallel kol yimei Pesach hu l'fi she'nitbu ha-Mitzriyim u'ksib b'nafal oivecha al tismach. Even though it was a tremendous joy for us, we can't rejoice at the downfall of our enemies.
Why don't we apply that to
by Hanukkah, you sing Hallel.
You guys know
why
each other?
To
We sang Shira. There was Shira's Aliyam too. There was Shira. They were rejoicing right there.
Yeah, but we don't say Hallel though. We read it in Kriyas Torah, but that's not about Derech Shira.
The Shira on Shira Shiyam is at least as big as Hallel.
Is it? I don't know. Yeah, no. This, we're signing the Pesukim because that's what he said at the time. But we don't recite those who experienced it. There's an Indian of saying Hallel when you experience something at the moment. So we'll go off in tangent also. There's an Indian of when it comes to Hallel Leil Seder. Leil Seder, there are a lot of different rules, the Hallel Leil Seder, as opposed to the rest of the year. For example, we split up Hallel. We never split up Hallel. We never say Hallel Belaila, other than Pesach night. There are a number of different halachas that apply.
No bracha.
Yeah. So what's the reason for all these distinctions? What?
Sitting down.
Sitting down, very good. Sitting down, very good. So if you look at Mishas Yavetz, Rav Jolti has a whole discussion on this. And based on a Ran in Sukkah, I think, who quotes Rav Haigon, that the Hallel of Pesach is different because it comes about because of an experience. It's very different. It's reactive. Rav Soloveitchik used some term, I forget what it is, but it's reactive to experiencing it. It comes, so when we are re-experiencing Hallel at the Seder, we're trying to relive it, Ki'ilu, as if we're there, so we're saying Hallel as if we're experiencing it. All the other Hallels that we're saying is just because it's a Yom Tov, because of an Ace, but not because we're experiencing it, because we're remembering what had happened. So for that reason, it explains all the various differences, for another topic, for another time. So too, to answer your question, so when we're reading the Pesukim of Kriyas Yom Tov, Shias Hayam, so we're reliving that experience, so we could say Az Yashu, we're re-experiencing, that's the moment happening. But to say Hallel later on is remembering what happened, we can't look back and remember the downfall of the Oivim, of the enemies. So that's the reason why the Beis Yosef says we don't say Hallel and Shvisha Pesach, because we really should. It was a tremendous nes. But at the same time, but the Pasuk, but Nafal Oivecha Al Tismach.
What was the chilek between the Malachim who weren't saved, so they can't say Hallel, okay, as opposed to us?
Also, at the time, they experience it. When you're experiencing it, then you could say a nace. Post facto, you can't say it anymore.
So would hold Neros then? Is the reason why we say
Let's bring everything back together. So let's just deal with the Shvisha Pesach verse. So all the Achorim ask, why is there a need for a second reason? Shvisha Pesach, the Gemara says, we don't say Hallel Shvisha Pesach, why?
It's Karbanos.
But the Beis Yosef says a different reason, based on Medrash, because you can't rejoice about the nace. What's the need for two different reasons? So Rav Aaron Cutler and others say this as well. Number 15, he explains because Amiras Hallel who Omitam Chag, Omitam Nes. There are two different reasons why to say Hallel, either because of a Yom Tov or because of a Nes. Ulefize, according to this, Sarach Shtei Patam, you need two reasons. Dein Gomer Nes Hallel B'Shvisha Pesach. There needs to be two different reasons why not to say Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach. The reason that there are no new karbanos on Pesach, Tamas, but gets enough to deal with another halal for Inyan Chag. You don't say the halal mitzad Chag because there's no new karbon. But Aval jumped down a line, Aval Tam Hanes, so Kriyas Yom Tov, there should be another reason there's a halal on Shvisha Pesach because the Nes of Kriyas Yom Tov, Alzeh, for that, you need Tzarech Latam HaMejish, Demaisa Yadai Tovim Bayam. That you can't rejoice at the enemy sinking. So there's Tam of Hallel of Nes, and there's Hallel of Yom Tov. And that's why the two reasons to neutralize each of those chivim. There's no new karbon, there's no new Yom Tov on Shvisha Pesach, and even though there was a Nes, we can't rejoice at the downfall of our enemies. Now, we see from here, there's a new type of Hallel. There's a Hallel that comes mitzad Yom Tov. So with that in mind, we could try to explain the Hallel when it comes to Chanukah. Number 16. The Gemara asks in the Erchin, so how come if it's really true that some of the criteria needed for reciting Hallel is because of a new Yom Tov, a new Karbon, so why do we say a Hallel on Chanukah? There's no Karbon on Chanukah. So the Gemara says because of the Nes, Mishum Nisa. The Nes that happened on Chanukah is the reason why we say Hallel on Chanukah. But then if you look in the Gemara and Shabbos that we saw in the beginning, the Gemara number 17 says, reading the bold, L'shona ha'cheres kavam v'asam yamim tovim b'halel v'hoda. The Gemara sounds like it's connecting Hallel to Yom Tov. So what's the reason why we say Hallel on Chanukah? Is it because of the Nes, like the Gemara in Erechin says? Or is it because of Yom Tov, like the Gemara in Shabbos says? Now let me share with you an amazing, amazing Gra. The Gra, if you look in the Gra, it's Siddur HaGra, Nigla V'Nister, Seder Hallel. Beautiful Siddur HaGra. I don't have it. I found it online, though. So the Gra says, let's read this inside because it's absolutely amazing. Lufize chai or yudches yamim de halal hain. What are the 18 days we say halal? So let's go through it now. Shnei yamim da tzeres, 2 days of tzeres, he's referring to an Eretz Yisrael, where there's only one day. So one is Shavuos, Shmiyat Tzeres. So that's two. Shnei yamim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he's counting Rosh Hashanah as one day, because that's the Iker. So two more days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ah, very good. I was hoping for someone to pick that up. Shiva Shmiyat Pesach, 7 days of Pesach. So now we're holding right now, just using his count, that's 11. And Shiva Shmiyat Sukkot, that's a total of 18. So 2 days of Atzeres, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, 7 days of Pesach, and 7 days of Sukkot, that's a total of 18. Hayaroi lios bekulam halal v'simcha. All these 18 days should really have halal, and there should also be simcha. Ella, shebesheshes yimei Pesach, yefshar ha, we ain't omrim halal, kimavur begemar, there's no new karbanos. V'yesh basimcha, there's still a simcha on Pesach. Ubrashana gamkein, there is Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. That itself is another discussion, whether there is, but he assumes that there is Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. And we don't say Halo. U'biyom HaKippurim lo Halo v'lo Simcha. There's neither Halo nor is there Simcha. U'mashlimim, we make it up, b'chanaka neged shmona yamim shechaser Halo. There should have been days of Halo in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, too. And there should be another 6 in the final 6 days of Pesach, that's 8. Since we don't say Halal on those 8 days, Chanukah is supposed to substitute it. And Shisha Yamim Pesach v'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, v'negin Mishcha v'Simcha shechasav Yom HaKippur mashlimim b'Purim. The Simcha that should take place in Yom Kippur is substituted on Purim. But we see from this Gra that the 8 days of Chanukah is to be mashlim, the other 8 days of Yom Tov that we're supposed to have that were taken. So the 8 days of Chanukah Halal is because of Yom Tov, not because of an ace, because of a Kiddush Yom Tov. What?
How do you say supposed to? Like Pesach, what's the supposed to?
You're supposed to, because these are days of Mikrai Kodesh, Isser Malacha celebrations. We really should say it because of some technical reasons. No, they're important reasons, but they're somewhat technical. We have to make it up elsewhere. All right, beyond our full understanding. What I'm trying to draw from here, though, is that Chanukah is about Yom Tov. Exactly. Halal on Chanukah is because of the Yom Tov, not because of the Nes.
It's every Yom Tov in the Torah.
Every Yom Tov in the Torah.
So yeah. You're saying that adds up to 18.
Exactly.
Is there a connection between the substitutions?
Yeah.
Level,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. Certainly Purim and Yom Kippur. Yeah. There is no Simcha. Yeah. So I think the Gra is defining Simcha here as eating, probably. That's my understanding. Eating. What?
Isn't there an aspect of Maaseh Yadayt Tovim Bayam Bachanukah? I mean, there are also
No, it wasn't the level, magnitude wasn't the same Chanukah as it was when it comes to Pesach.
So shouldn't women, if Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you think would say how then normally so it should be made up in the Chanukah?
So you're saying, so now according to this, if it's really all about Yom Tov, so women taka should be chayv in saying Halal on Chanukah. So let's get to that, very good. So now, running out of time. So let's jump to number 20 now. Tosas and Tainus. Tosas and Tainus says, Dav Chav Ches Amud Beis, the last page. I'm reading just the bold here. The Chanukah dinahu ligmor halal dechol hashmona yamim haya hanes misgadel vaya kolchad v'chad yamtuf. So he really merges together these two reasons of nes and Yom Tov together. Which one is it? Again, the Chol Shmona Yamim Haya Neis Misgadol, the Neis got bigger, V'haya Kol Chad V'chad Yom Tov, and each day was a different Yom Tov, and for that reason, we say Halal. So the way Rav Olshan has beautifully in his Sefer here, Yerech L'Mu'adim, he explains that what Tosas is saying is, because the Neis got Misgadol each day, that resulted in a new Yom Tov each day. And once the new Yom Tov was established separately on each of the 8 days of Chanukah, that was what resulted in a new Halal. So Halal really came about because of the Yom Tov. Yes, initially it started from a new Nes of Shemen. The Nes caused the Yom Tov, but it's really the Yom Tov that ended up causing the Halal. Now with that premise, that Halal on Chanukah is based on the Yom Tov, why are women pater in reciting Halal on Chanukah? So look inside the last Smar Makom, number 22, Tosas and Sukkah, he says as follows. The Isha, or read Mashma Mikan, the Isha Ptura Mihalel, the Sukkis, Vichain de Atzeres. Why they put their in Halel on Sukkis and on Atzeres, Shmi Atzeres that is. Taima mishum de mitzvah shazman gramahi. They're pater from a mitzvah asay shazman gramahi. These are time bound. Afagav de bahalal de lel psachim the night of Pesach. They're chayvin mashma perik arve psachim de mechayavay bedal kosos. They're chayvin dal kosos. Umistama likely lo tiknu dal kosos ela kadei lomer alem halel v'agadav. The only reason of dal kosos is to say halel and hagadah on them. So since women are chayvin dal kosos, mimela the chayvin halel also at leil seder. So how come the chayvin halel if they're not chayvin other halels? Shiny halel the Pesach dal hanes ba. Pesach night comes because of the nes. V'af heinayu ba'os hanes. Avakan when it comes to Sukkis and Atzeres, and I'll add Hanukkah, where it was lo al hanes amar, it wasn't, the halel is not because of the nes, rather it's because of the yomtuf. So then women are chai because mitzvah asay shazman graman. For that reason, women are pater of halel even on Hanukkah.
What was the nes for the women on the first night of Pesach?
The nes of the women,
Lel Seder.
So the Gemara says, what af hainu b'osa nes? The Gemara says, Tzikani osayu. The Gemara explains that they were having children under the tapuchos of the trees.
Just from that.
Yeah.
I think Lel Seder was Makas Pachoros, which didn't apply to
it. You know, but the overall, the whole Gula Mitzrayim, the whole, not that night in particular, but the whole entire Gula, the Gullus, okay, they were involved in. So from this we see, again, there are two types of halos. So again, there's halal al hanes, and there's halal on Yom Tov. And there's a chilek between different ones, and they have machlokas, whether the halal on Chanukah is because of the nes, or whether it's because of Yom Tov. And based on what we're saying is, if you assume it's based on the nes, the lechor women should be chayiv. But if you assume the halal is based on the Yom Tov, and then you would apply mitzvah asay shazman grama, that would explain why women are pater. Now to just throw out one last thing to leave you with, there happens to be a third type of halal as well. And that's based on the Gemara and Psachim of, you say halal on a mitzvah. There's a halal on a nes, there's a halal on a yom tov, but there's also a halal on a mitzvah. What's an example of halal on a mitzvah? Karban Pesach, exactly. Karban Pesach, when they'd be reciting the Shira during Karban Pesach, and also when they'd be eating the Karban Pesach, the Gemara says is also, during the eating of it, is also al ha-mitzvah. So it's therefore, there are really three types of halals. Al ha-nes, al yom tov, and al ha-mitzvahs. All right, we'll stop here.